pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great work week. It's almost over. The weekend is right around the corner. Hope you can relax and rejuvenate and get well. Do your cleansing, immune-boosting herbs. You know how it goes. Well, we're here to empower you on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about the zipper. I'm not talking about the zipper on your pants. I'm talking about the zipper they give you in your chest when they do bypass surgery. We're going to talk about how we can avoid that. And we're also going to be talking about lung conditions like emphysema and also antihistamines, because we're getting into that cold and flu season big time, and people are going to be hitting those antihistamines over the counter decongestants. So we're going to talk about that. And we do have a quack report. Of course we do. But before we get to all of that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military. It's always Memorial Day here on Herb Talk. And we're praying for their safe return. They're coming home. And I think the last of them are going to be home by the end of this month, according to the news networks, if you believe that. And so we're going to pray God's hand of protection brings them home safe and sound. And, you know, while you're hitting the knees and dusting that dust off the Bible and seeking the Lord's face through the Word of God, pray for a righteous leader to lead this nation back, one nation under God, because what we have in the lineup's not really cutting it. Nope. So we need somebody that has standing in the Lord's presence. That's someone who's connected with God, someone who knows right from wrong, who knows what it is to be a leader and a righteous one and that. You know, because, you know, God has to judge sin. He does. He's not just, you know, mamby-pamby. He's not just there to forgive everything. No. He knows what's in a man's heart. So if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them into hell, delivered them into chains and darkness, and reserved them to the judgment, just think, what, you know, if the righteous barely escape, what shall the ungodly do? Scripture says that. So, you know, God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, you know, in the flood, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes and made an example of them because they were so ungodly. And then he delivered Lot because he was vexed because of the filthy conversations of the wicked. And, you know, for that righteous man dwelling among them that were unrighteous and seeing them and hearing them, it vexed Lot. He was just really upset with them. So the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment and to be punished. So the righteous are not to be punished with the ungodly. Just remember that. So decide. Seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Well, Daffy must have been on a coffee break. Well, okay, we're going to talk about the new super vaccine. Have you heard about that? We're going to talk about that with Dr. Rebecca Carley coming up also in more detail on the 20th, so I hope you come back next Tuesday. She'll be our guest here on Herb Talk. New super vaccine, they say it's going to tackle 70% of the lethal cancers. That's right. This vaccine, rather than attacking the cancer cells, the new treatment in this vaccine is going to have the power to kick your immune system in the pants to fight the tumors instead. Yeah, researchers at the University of Georgia and the Mayo Clinic in the United States have focused on a protein called MUC1 that is made of bigger amounts of cancer cells. You know, so this protein signals the immune system that more cancer cells are there. So the vaccine trains the immune system to recognize these rogue proteins and to kill it. And researcher Sarah Gendler says that the cancer cells have a special way of thwarting the immune system because it puts sugars on the surface of tumor cells so they can travel throughout the body undetected. But apparently this new vaccine actually takes the blindfolds off your immune system, apparently, so it can attack the cancer. Now, the tests have shrunk breast tumor cancers by 80%. They also hope that this same vaccine will also tackle prostate, pancreatic, bowel, and ovarian cancers. The experiments done so far have only been on mice, but they hope to do a pilot human study within 2 years, and if all goes well, the vaccine will be on the market by 2020. There's like 300,000 cases of cancer in the Britain each year, and it kills half of those people. So the UK is probably going to be first up to test out that vaccine, and we'll ask Dr. Carley more about that next week. What else we got in the quacker? Iodine supplements are in the news. There's some controversy over supplementing your body with some iodine supplements, but however, health writers, nutritionalists, and lots of natural practitioners agree that it's important for proper thyroid function to have adequate amounts of iodine, also for cellular metabolism, because the thyroid gland is very important. It regulates the endocrine system, which is responsible also for making hormones. So most people tend to be more hypothyroid, which means they have insufficient thyroid gland production, and this is attributed to a low iodine content, and they're not getting enough of it in their diet. So they have a low metabolism, they have low energy levels, they gain weight, they have chronic fatigue, and somewhat depressed. On the opposite end of that, the thyroid gland that has too much gland production, it's hyperthyroid. So you got hypo, and then you have hyperthyroidism, which means it's a higher metabolism. They're heat sensitive, these people. They have a rapid heart rate, maybe some palpitations. They have some trembling of the hands, inability to gain weight despite whatever they eat, and they have a sudden fatigue at the end of the day, and they have trouble sleeping at night. So iodine deficiencies really are products of our depleted soils and poor diet. So if you're looking for something natural in the iodine area, I highly recommend you check out Celtic Sea Salt, which has natural iodine, your seaweed, and, of course, your black walnut, which will have the highest concentration of natural iodine. Moving along in the Quack Report, British Town in the UK grows its own vegetables, and it's improved their civic life and also reduced the crime. Now, let's look at this. This is a small British town known as Todmorden. It's tucked in between Yorkshire and Lancashire, and it began installing fruit and vegetable gardens all around the area. And it made the town self-sustaining, actually, and it's a future model for other towns. They would plant fresh herbs, succulent greens, tasty fruits, and they can be found growing near their civic buildings, their college campuses, their supermarket parking lots, and various other places throughout the town. And even a small strip of soil, hey, they planted that, and it's brimming with fresh produce, all of which is free to anybody that wants it at any time. Now, it's all part of a program they call Incredible Edible, and it was founded by Mary Claire, a local grandmother of 10 kids, and Pam Warhurst, who was a former owner of a local restaurant called the Bear Cafe. So they had this shared goal. They wanted to make Todmorden the first town in the UK to become completely self-sufficient regarding food, and their endeavors have been successful. So what exactly did they plant all over town? Well, these ladies planted raspberries, apricots, apples, black currant, red currant, strawberries, beans, peas, cherries, mint, rosemary, thyme, fennel, potatoes, kale, carrots, lettuce, and onions, and other vegetables and herbs. And the locals quickly caught on. They began using the produce, but they did respect the system, and they didn't take advantage of it. So Incredible Edible, this program, has improved the community relations, has reduced their crime, and incrementally in higher amounts each and every year that it's been in force. So the program has been successful, and many other communities in UK and abroad are now interested in starting that. Catch on here in the U.S. What do you think? What else? Last but not least in the Quack Report, there are a couple ways to improve your skin to make you look younger naturally without having to go under the knife or to the dermatologist. Yeah, if you get those chemical peels, it can make your skin appear a little bit waxy. If you get any injections at the dermatologist, those fillers, those muscle-freezing toxins, of course you know what those are, that can make your face appear frozen and unnatural, and there are natural-looking options for you. You want to avoid refined sugar and simple carbohydrates that convert to sugar, and the reason is refined sugar, if you eat a lot of that, it triggers a process called glycation, which is the sugar molecules attached to the proteins, and they make your collagen, your skin proteins, more rigid. So it reduces the elasticity, which is important for the structural components of your skin, and so you get more wrinkles and creases in your skin earlier than normal. Also, you want to avoid sleeping on your side, and you want to get deep, restful sleep, because sleeping on your back actually helps you avoid having more wrinkles. Apparently, people that sleep on their side inadvertently add to the creases and wrinkles due to the prolonged pressure on their facial skin. Nightly sleep cycles, our bodies produce some hormone growth hormones, the HGH hormones. So these hormone growth, human growth hormones, I'll get it out, they are responsible for a majority of your youthful characteristics. So it helps keep the skin smooth and supple, your hair deeply colored and soft, and giving you more energy. So getting a deeper restful sleep will produce more of those growth hormones to help you look younger. Also, you want to exfoliate the skin because frequent exfoliation helps increase the cell turnover. The result is you have smoother and more radiant appearance to your skin as you get rid of dead cells and new skin cells appear. So the exfoliation is a positive effect on your collagen production. It triggers the skin to produce more collagen, and it's helpful since we stop producing, you know, abundant amounts of important protein in our mid-20s, we got to exfoliate more. And lastly, you want to choose sunscreen wisely. Choosing the wrong sunscreen can make you more, can have more harm than good, make you look older. Avoid any sunblock that has vitamin A derivatives, the retinol or the retinol palmitate. They accelerate tumor growth and promote cancerous cell growth when you pair it with UV exposure. Other cell damaging ingredients you should avoid in sunscreen are PABA, parabens, oxybenzone, octisolate, and advobenzone, and lastly, triethylaminone. These chemicals tend to be linked to hormone disruption and cellular irregularities. So you definitely want to choose your sunscreen wisely. Summer will be around the corner before you know it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's strange. All of a sudden, I don't quite feel like myself.
Thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. All right, we have the cardiovascular segment of the show. We're going to talk about the zipper, and I'm referring to the open heart surgery procedures, including the bypass surgery, because each year there's like 500,000 people that receive a diagnosis of heart failure. In Europe, there are 14 million people with heart failure, and the numbers are rising dramatically. 20% of the patients diagnosed with cognitive heart failure die within 1 year, and more than 500,000 heart surgeries are performed in the United States each year. The most common form of heart surgery is the coronary artery bypass, where the surgeon tends to graft a substitute artery to replace the blocked ones. And is there really an alternative to this procedure? Well, we're going to find out. So we're going to talk about the risks and see what's what on this, because many people opt for the open heart surgery or the bypass surgery because the risks, they get the lowdown on the risks, but maybe not all that's involved long term. The risks involved are you may have nausea, skin infections, depression, staph infections, kidney problems, bleeding, lung problems, arrhythmia, stroke, drug side effects, loss of tissue healing, a scar from the neck to the belly button, pain, heart attack, and even death. So about 5% of the patients will experience a stroke after open heart surgery and experience paralysis or loss of speech. About 4 out of 1,000 will have a heart attack during the surgery, and some or all of the heart muscle will die. The risk of developing pneumonia is greater, as well as bleeding and pulmonary failure. So about 20% are going to experience kidney impairment, and statistically, 17% of the open heart surgery patients die within 6 months of having the surgery. And those that are diabetic and undergo open heart surgery are even more at risk. Well, let's talk about what happens after you're discharged from the hospital. Heart patients returning home after surgery can experience a variety of problems such as weakness, feeling tired, shortness of breath, anxiety, depression, sweating, slow recovery from colds and flu, and recurrent infections. So if diabetes is a complication, the patient will need to visit the bathroom frequently, be thirsty and hungry all of the time. Now, needless to say, heart surgery patients will need a lot of care and time to recover. The heart patients that I've talked to over the years that went through heart surgery all say the same thing, never again. It is an ordeal. And if bypass surgery was performed, it is not a one-time deal. It needs to be repeated every 10 years as the grafted arteries become weak under the stress and pressure of the heart and need to be replaced. So professionals in the medical field called open heart surgery, they call it the zipper, since they have to go back in and periodically do some work. Well, I want to talk about Dr. Dean Ornish. You may remember his name. He is the founder of the Preventative Medicine Research Institute in California and was one of the first medical doctors to go public and prove with scientific tests such as your CT scans, that natural healing methods clear the arteries and reverse heart disease. Dr. Ornish, he promotes a lifestyle with regular exercise, a low-fat vegan diet, no smoking, and stress reduction. And his research and his clinical trials, they were called the Lifestyle Heart Trial, and it was actually published in The Lancet in 1990. Now, he proved that patients have the power to reverse heart disease and avoid getting the zipper. Of course, his findings spelled doom for the heart wing at every major hospital, and the American Heart Association refused to accept his scientific findings backed by angiograms and CT scans. So he did his homework, and he actually had irrefutable proof. Now, the Heart Association felt that the average American is kind of lazy. And when it comes to health, the average American would opt for the open heart surgery instead of working through natural methods. So the average patient really doesn't know what they're in for when they do go down the road of open heart surgery. Fortunately, Americans today, though, are becoming more educated about invasive procedures, and changing their lifestyle is going to be far less painful than going through open-heart surgery. Let me tell you, have you been to the heart wing at a hospital? Have you been over there in intensive care when the nurses are taking care of these patients after they come out of surgery? I mean, they don't actually close the chest cavity. The surgeons kind of just pull the tissue together with a staple. And the reason is because they know that most likely that patient's going to get an infection in the chest cavity, and so they don't want to close it up. So they just pack it with gauze and use staples, and then the nurse has to go in there every few hours and change it. And so they say that cuts down on staff, but it's just nasty. It's just an ordeal for the patient. Goodness, your chest is wide open still. Well, let's talk about 80% blocked arteries for a second, because the most healthcare professionals, when they discover the patient has severe artery blockage, your allopathic healthcare professionals, they're pretty much too afraid to work with that patient instead, so they refer them actually to the heart surgeon, and they tell the patient, go to the heart surgeon, have your bypass surgery, and come back and see us and jump on this treadmill after you get the zipper. That's basically what they're told. Now, needless to say, a majority of patients are pretty dismayed to hear that, and by a matter of fact, that's their wake-up call when they have, that kind of blockage where they're passed off to the surgeon. Those willing to do anything that it takes to avoid surgery, they're going to do their homework and they're going to get to work. They're actually going to be their own butt kicker and they're going to do it. So if you don't want the zipper, what do you do? Well, so what's the plan if you don't want open heart surgery? And if you don't want big medical bills? And if you don't want extreme risk and drug therapy for life, what do? Well, you decide to make some changes, and I mean big changes. You give up all the animal food, and you go on a 30-day juice fast. using vegetable and citrus juice. Now, the juice must come from raw produce, and you'll have to invest in a juicer. So a $200 juicer is a whole lot cheaper than a $50,000 hospital bill. So then you want to get real familiar with your juicer. You know, it's going to be your best friend for a while. And you're going to be on a first-name basis with a produce manager at your health food store, because vegetarianism is literally going to be your life from now on. And why is that? Well, because chicken has as much cholesterol as beef, even in small portions. And the dairy products are also going to be off your list. The 80% blockage when you do this juice fast will go away if you continue to consume animal products, it's not going to go away. So if you can't seem to bring yourself to avoid animal foods, then you'll continue to have that blockage. And Dr. Ornish's programs and angiograms don't lie. Okay? So without the change, without you making this change, you'll have pain down your arm. Your chest will be sawed open, and you could risk being vapor locked should something go wrong, you know? So therefore, even if you're in a wheelchair and you've got, what have you got to lose? Think about it. Except, you know, beating the disease and living life to the fullest without any pain. Huh? Because, you know, after surgery, they kind of write you off. Medical practice does. They got nothing in their medical bag after surgery. Okay, let's talk about some herbs that help clean the arteries. Herbalists have known which herbs help clean the gunk out of arteries. That would be your alfalfa and your garlic. If you combine your herbs with exercise and your new diet, you will accomplish your task a whole lot faster. So don't touch the animal foods. Avoid recongesting those arteries. Heart patients will need to take aggressive doses of their heart herbs. For instance, if a dose of your heart formula is to maintain strength in a cardiovascular system, let's say it's just one teaspoon, the guy with the clogged arteries is going to need 3 to 6 teaspoons a day. No, so you're going to be using your heart circulation herbs. Those are the really hot ones, the cayenne, the ginger, and they're going to be important because they move blood, and you got to have blood moving, and you got a blockage. So these are going to help you. So they're going to move blood, and you want to use 2 herbs externally over the chest, and you're going to use them over and internally. So cayenne and ginger inside and outside the body is what I would be doing. And blood brings healing to your kidneys, your lungs, and extremities as well. So it's going to do, a domino effect. It's going to have a benefit. And for heart problems, it's really going to be important to use what I call combination therapies. You will be using a variety of therapies to speed the healing process and reverse your disease. You will find a whole chapter on combination therapies in my book called The Power Herbs Book. And now it's an e-book, and it's $14.99. You can order that book, and we'll send it to you in an email off the powerherbs.com website, or you can call the toll-free number at 866-229-3663. It's a 400-page book, but there's a whole chapter dedicated to combination therapies, which you can tap into to speed your healing. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, and it's just $14.99. Now, you'll be doing, in the combination therapy approach, you'll be doing your juicing, you'll be doing castor oil packs and circulation fomentations, where you're taking circulation herbs, you make them into a tea, you soak in a cotton cloth, and you apply it to the chest area. You're also going to be doing hydrotherapy, and these are just to mention a few things to help relieve angina pain and some other things, and to move the blood and to reverse the blockage. Now, if you don't get serious and do as much as you can, as often as you can, then you'll be, you know, the doctor's going to put you back on beta blockers. I got more to say, you know I do, on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you.
life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
We were dreamers not so long. again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate.
Back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about open heart surgery, this segment of the show. And right before the break, you know, I was saying that, you know, if you don't get serious about doing your natural combination therapy approach to reversing the problem, you know, they're just going to put you on beta blockers and diuretics and schedule you for surgery. That's what you're going to get. So think about this. Doctors don't replace all the blocked arteries, just a few of the major ones. And you go home thinking you're all fixed. Yes, you do. So when you leave the hospital to live your life as usual, you're not thinking about the other arteries which still have blockages in them. So a cardiologist, major dietary changes are extreme. But a bypass surgery is no big deal. There's just something wrong with that picture. So what should you expect? Well, that's a good question, because if you go on a vegetarian diet and your juices for 30 days, guess what? Your cholesterol and your blood pressure is going to normalize. I bet you've not heard that word in, like, forever. Yeah, normalize. Really? This takes the pressure off the cardiovascular system. And so you add your herbs, you add a little exercise, you use your combination therapies, learn a joke every day, lighten up, yeah, and watch your miracle take place. That's right. So add your alfalfa and your single-cell plant protein foods to your juices, and you're not going to be hungry. You think you're going to be hungry on a vegetarian juice diet? Think again. So even if you are overweight, you're going to see a difference in 2 weeks and 50% improvement in 6 months if you stick to it and you're diligent. So you are actually putting nutritional fluids into the blood for the regeneration process to begin instead of stripping the body of fluids with your diuretics. So there are several herbs that are going to help with the cardiovascular system. And I've talked about them. I've written about them many times. Hawthorn berries, aloe, motherwort, red clover, garlic, ginger root, and, of course, my wonderful cayenne. So get also some natural plant-based calcium into your diet because it's going to provide elasticity to the arteries and reduce the risk of the arterial sclerosis. Now, you're going to find these herbs, the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula, the calcium formula, the body foundation food mix with your alfalfa and your plant protein, so you're not going to be hungry, your hawthorn berries, all these are available at Apothecary Herbs. Give them a call, toll free. They also have the Power Herbs book. It's an e-book for the combination therapy, so you can go step by step and do that and speed the healing along. The number is 866-229-3663. You just don't know how powerful you are. You are powerful. You just got to have the tools and know how to use them. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And you know what? Now through Christmas, orders over $100 get free ground ship in the continental United States. So order now and receive your free shipping. So if you've been thinking about it, now's the time. You know, save big on the free shipping. And if you want more protection, if you want to check your office at work, your home environment for EMF and RF radiation, you know, that comes off cell towers, smart meters, power lines, internet routers, your Wi-Fi, your cell phone. If you wanted to know what you're exposed to, get an affordable but quality meter at Rad Meters. Their banner's on the powerherbs.com website. You know, I was wondering about that, so that's why I got one of their meters, and it was very affordable. Got it. I couldn't wait to get it. And then I went around measuring everything. And you know what? I was shocked. I was shocked that my office produced quite a bit. And so then I can take steps to guard myself and protect myself from that kind of dirty electricity, as they put it. So check that out, RadMeters, on the PowerHerbs.com website. Click on their banner and get you an affordable meter. It is very cool. Also, a lot of people have been asking, what the heck is a vitamin vault? It is on the PowerHerbs.com website. It's a new section where if you've been thinking about stocking up on your immune-boosting herbs, your organ cleansing products, you know, should things go awry and you can't get products, and you want products with a long shelf life that have quality, the vitamin vault's where you want to go. And it is a discount on the products by half case and full case sizes, so you can get your immune boosting products and all those power herbs that you need to get you through the hard times. They're there in the vitamin vault, so check that out. And that's on the PowerHerbs.com website. All right. Let's see. Apothecary Herbs is going to have a new product catalog for 2012. And what's really cool about this catalog, which we're so excited about, is that it teaches you how you can layer formulas to get certain benefits. So it's kind of like being a master herbalist on your own terms, but you're layering certain products to get the benefits. And the new catalog is going to show you how you can do that. So you can power up your immune system, power up your filtering organs to remove more toxins, and it has to do with layering certain herbal products. So that's really cool. You're going to see that in the new product catalog that's going to be available next month. We do have the 10th anniversary catalog still available at Apothecary Herbs, so you can call or go online and request a free copy. It'll be mailed to you free of charge. The toll-free number, though, is 866-229-3663. Okay, we're going to move on to the second part of the show. We're going to talk about emphysema and some lung conditions. You know anybody out there that has that? My grandfather had emphysema. Yeah, there are over 2 million Americans with emphysema, and that's like 1 in 136 people that are going to be diagnosed with that disease. And it may start out as bronchitis, which becomes kind of chronic, or you may have an asthma, and it creates a health problem for about 4.2% of the population. So countries that actually dwarf the United States with emphysema cases are China and India. Now, does emphysema happen overnight? Does it happen? Well, can emphysema lead to maybe lung cancer? Or can these types of lung conditions be reversed with lifestyle changes and nutrition? Well, that's what we're going to find out. So what is happening to the body when you have emphysema? Well, the body is reacting to a long-term progressive disease that has not been addressed. Now, the tissue is designed to support the shape and function of the lungs is in the process of being destroyed. Modern medicine classifies this as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Have you seen the commercials for that? I have COPD, and there's someone laying on the couch, and there's an elephant sitting on their chest. Well, this is a lung disease which obstructs the lungs by destroying the tissue around the sacs of the lungs, which cannot hold their shape when the person exhales. So this condition also almost always is the result of tobacco use. Now, what did the Greeks and Egyptians do? Because, you know, was emphysema around during their time, and who the heck discovered emphysema anyway? This is a condition as old as smoking. So as long as cigars and pipes have been used, there has always been pulmonary disease. Now, the name description means, emphysema means swelling and inability to breathe, and it comes from the Greek term emphysein, meaning inflate and breathe. So the damage to the lung tissue is more common, commonly in the lower lobe of the lung. And in the 17th century, emphysema caught the attention of the public because of the English physician Sir John Floyer. In 1721, Dr. Floyer educated the public on the progressive nature of emphysema and that smoking or breathing in fumes and atmosphere irritants can cause the condition. So he advised people to avoid these irritants as much as possible. So what are the risks? Well, people who smoke are 15 times more likely to get emphysema. And people who work in industries like the coal mines or where there is dust like sawmills are also prone to this condition. There are rare cases where the elderly develop emphysema and are not smokers at all. And emphysema is a lung disease which tends to be irreversible according to medical doctors and the Lung Association and the Asthma Foundation. But instead, patients are given medications to control your symptoms, and they're told not to smoke. But emphysema can also adversely affect your heart and contribute to lung cancer. Well, let's look at a case history for just a second, because one of my herb professors once helped a famous actor who was separately diagnosed by different allopathic physicians as having emphysema or chronic bronchitis or asthma. And one doctor told me he had all three conditions. And so this unfortunate person who was an actor was unable to talk loud enough to be picked up on recordings, and then he was soon unable to walk across the sound stage without being out of breath. His condition quickly deteriorated, and then he became bedridden. And he had been a heavy smoker, like 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day. His family tree had plenty of relatives who smoked too, plus they had lung cancer in the family tree. So the first thing he was told to do was quit smoking. And at that point it wasn't hard because he felt like he was trying to breathe through a straw. So his lungs at this stage were extremely inflamed and coated with mucus, which made him cough with each breath that he took. And the next step was he was told to stop all solid foods and just do your juice your vegetables and your fruits and drink those live enzyme juices. So now he did consume no dairy or sugar as well, and this immediately brought back his breath. And he was less labored at breathing. So he used herbs to improve his pulmonary. He used some lobelia inflata, which would expel the mucus from the lungs and dilate the bronchioles so he can breathe easier. And he used other herbs to detoxify his system. So he stopped the bad habits, which made him sick, and instead he supercharged his system with nutrition and removed the toxins to help the body repair the damage. So what science doesn't tell you is that when you make these kinds of self-help changes and stop abusing your lungs, the white blood cells devour the goopy tar and repair the scar tissue in the lung. So you can address emphysema by following the same therapies for lung cancer and recover faster. The research all points to diets which are devoid of fruits and vegetables that increase the risk of pulmonary disease. So the carcinogen in tobacco is more potent to those individuals that have poor diets. This is research by Dr. Tim Byers from the CDC and Dr. Block from the National Cancer Institute, who found that all the cancers, including lung cancer, is most highly influenced cancer by diet alone. So an important thing to remember is that vegetables should not be cooked if you're going to use them to reverse this problem. Your body will need the live enzymes from these foods. Here's some foods to look for. I would put a lot more yellow, orange, and green fruits and vegetables into the diet. The foods that seem to have a little more protection are the foods with the orange pigment to them. These foods will also contain the beta-carotene, so look for deep orange color and deep green chlorophyll foods. Science isn't quite sure why beta-carotene and chlorophyll foods are antidotes for pulmonary disease and lung cancer, but they are. In 1983, Dr. Mankes of Johns Hopkins University discovered that the majority of the lung cancer patients had very low levels of beta-carotene. Further research showed that the patients with the lowest beta-carotene levels had twice the lung cancer rate. And British researchers at the Imperial Cancer Research Fund report that eating a carrot a day made a big anti-cancer difference. Dr. Regina Ziegler of the National Cancer Institute reported that if you ate a half a cup of beta-carotene-rich or green leafy vegetables each day, it made a big difference between low and high risks among smokers and ex-smokers. Essentially, the research is suggesting that we can obtain a cancer-protective dose in a carrot a day. However, since each individual is different, the anti-cancer impact on food can vary. It may take 1 to 2 or 4 carrots a day for some people to receive the same protection that another person can get in just 1 or 2 carrots. The University of Alabama discovered the power of folic acid in the green vegetables to fight cancer. Lung cancer patients have lower levels of vitamin B, which can weaken cells and make them more vulnerable to tumors. Folic acid, the vitamin B, is found in high concentrations in the following foods: spinach, collards, turnips, beet greens, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts. Dried beans also can contain folic acid, and the University of Hawaii studied various vegetables and found tomatoes also cut the risk of lung cancer like the beta-carotene-rich foods. They reported that tomatoes cut the risk of lung cancer by 7-fold in women and 3-fold in men. This seemed to do better than the beta-carotene, which cut the risk of cancer 3-fold in women and 2-fold in men. And they reported that it was possibly the lutein or the lycopene in the anti-cancer elements of the tomato. Hey, I say add your beta-carotene, your carrots to the tomato. You know, why mess around? So where do you go from here? Okay. Well, make the lifestyle changes, cleanse the system with your organ cleansing, and do what the white coats can't do or won't do for you. Your organ cleanses can be found at your apothecary herbs. You'll find natural folic acid, your vitamin B, your chlorophyll, your beta-carotene, and other vitamin minerals and amino acids in a product called Body Foundation Food Mix, also made by the folks at Apothecary Herbs. There's no pills to swallow. Just stir that powder dose into juice or water. You're juicing, of course. And it's water-soluble and it's absorbed right away. No digestion required. So if you smoke and you want to try to quit, try the Smoker's Helper. It's a liquid herb formula. It's a natural plant formula. It tames the craving to smoke and gives you the power to quit. The liquid lobelia product is called relaxation formula. So if bronchitis and pneumonia is a problem, you might want to pick up one of their pneumonia kits. And it's all now available in an upgrade package. So you can check that out at Apothecary Herbs or thepowerherbs.com. Now, they do have a toll-free number if you want to get a free product catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So really, you know, it's all about lifestyle and health. It dictates a lot. And you can give disease a foothold in a skinny minute when you don't, you know, guard against that poor diet. So do your due diligence and stay away from the doctor. Yeah. You're more powerful than you think with foods, spices, and herbs. You just are. We got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about antihistamines. There's about 1 in 4 adults that are treated for allergy symptoms, and antihistamines, according to the American Academy of Allergy, so 1 in 4 adults is getting antihistamines. So what are you really doing to yourself when you use the antihistamine product? Well, are they safe? We've heard a lot about the pediatric medications. They're laced with antihistamines. Are they safe for kids? What do antihistamines really do to the body except decrease allergy symptoms? And do doctors prescribe antihistamines for illnesses other than allergies? And are antihistamines safe, short or long-term use? Let's find out. The AMA doctors will prescribe antihistamines for medical conditions other than your allergies. Your doctor may recommend antihistamines for common colds, eczema, food allergies, sinusitis, hay fever, hives, poisonous rashes, internal cystitis, lymphatic gland conditions, radiation sickness, sleep deprivation, and of course, the list keeps going, folks. So is antihistamine really necessary? Well, you and I have antihistamine receptors all over our body. They're called H1 receptors. They are on smooth muscle cells, which line your intestines, on cells that line serious cavities like your heart muscle, in your lymph vessels, your central nervous system, your spinal cord and your brain, your blood vessels. So histamine sounds kind of important, don't you think? So what does it do exactly? Well, the body releases histamine, which can bring inflammation, which is initially increases your circulation too, and it can bring an allergic reaction. So histamine is a local immune system's response with white blood cells, and it also regulates physiological functions of the thyroid, your digestive tract, and also your neurotransmitters. So histamine's kind of important, and you want to take an antihistamine? Well, if you use antihistamines, you can experience psychological alterations to your body. If you use antipsychotic drugs, research has proven that these drugs regulate more than just neurotransmitters. They also target your histamine 1 receptors. So now you got to remember your H1 histamine receptors regulate several functions of the body, and the research is pointing to antihistamine and antipsychotic drugs as producing one of the most important health crises known to America, metabolism syndrome. And so the National Center for Health, the statistics there report that in 2004, 66% of adults are overweight or obese, and they think it has a lot to do with the H1 being out of whack because of the antihistamine use. So what does this have to do with everything regarding antihistamines? Well, your antipsychotic drugs and your antihistamines are believed to contribute to a majority of your health problems. You may not realize that your antipsychotic drugs contain antihistamines also. A 2007 study published in the Clinical Therapeutics regarding research done at the University of Nebraska Medical Center found that antipsychotic drugs intended to treat schizophrenia, depression, bipolar disorders all contained antihistamines. So sleep aid prescriptions, they also have antihistamines. And many people don't think of antihistamines as being a hardcore drug therapy, but they are. One other thing, antihistamines deplete your melatonin, your brain hormone that helps you sleep. So you're going to have insomnia, and you're going to have it big time. And what's really weird is they put antihistamines in your sleep aid drugs. How does that make any sense? It doesn't. It doesn't. So do your due diligence. If you need something for allergies and sinusitis and colds and stuff, use some herbs, not antihistamines. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a full line of immune-boosting formulas. If you're not sure what you need, give them a call at 866-229-3663, and they'll help you figure that out. Money-back guarantee on all their products and product support. So if you have questions or concerns, you can give them a call. And thepowerherbs.com is the website. Don't forget. I got to go, but you know what? The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I gotta go, but you know what? You can stay where you are. Next up is Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Cantlin. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.